Retirement planning should be about more than just money, cautions Harold Lustig, an estate and elder planning consultant from San Rafael. Contingencies for health issues also need to be included and may need to be revisited and revised as we grow older.
What happens for most people, either they don't have the legal documents or the documents they have are inadequate. Traditional thinking when it comes to legal documents is to plan for death and how to protect the assets in the event of death. But people aren't dying. They're living longer and longer, and then they need access to their assets, and the spouse or the partner may be precluded from accessing those assets because the documents are out of date or were addressing different issues.
Lustig's new book, Naked in the Nursing Home, is a cautionary guide to securing long-term care while retaining solvency. For instance, he warns a living trust offers scant protection if one of the trustees becomes reliant on Medicare or Medicaid.
A living trust is basically useless when it comes to Medicaid because a living trust is revocable, which means you can change your mind, you can control the assets in the trust. If you can control it, if you can get to it, Medicaid can get to it.
Another important step that is often overlooked, Lustig says, is including a plan for someone else to be able to make key financial decisions if, for any reason, you can't.
It's not just Alzheimer's. It's any illness where you have no capacity. You've got to have language in the trust and in the financial power so that a spouse or a family member can make financial decisions for you when you have no capacity. For example, somebody in their 50s who might be on the road traveling and they have an accident and the spouse or a sibling at home has to make a financial decision, change a mortgage, tap the IRA without having that document in place. Can't do it.
This is just one instance, albeit a dramatic one, of considerations that the baby boomer generation, the audience Lustig most wants to reach, needs to be aware of.
The parents of the baby boomers were savers. They had multiple children. Baby boomers have fewer children than their parents and historically have not been savers. So now we have an aging population without the children's structure to help them out, with less assets and an increasing cost of medical care. So the problem is compounding exponentially.
Moreover, Lustig adds, many boomers will also find themselves having to care for their parents, even as they contemplate their own senior years.
Because many baby boomers will invariably end up paying for their parents' care when they really don't have to, because there is structure out there in the system to address that.
Even with his book as a guide to the pitfalls to avoid, Lustig recommends consulting with an elder law attorney to be sure your documents are consistent with any recent changes in applicable laws or administrative rules. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.